is it that the eyes of furious youth for the large is mine as one who suffer for the cross. We cross the yard being beaten thrice, and even one stone's worth. She left a grip in sea at night, and during all day long, in danger journeying to the world from rivers and robbers. Danger from the Gentiles and the Jews, and from all false brethren. All of this was meant to make him one who feels so much depressed. But the apostle lived true to the core, and never of his heart. For beyond it all he could foresee the eternal wait ahead of glory not to be compared with the affliction that he faced. Through his outer nature wasted more, his inner was renewed. For he looked not to the physical, but to things that unforeseen. That marvelous faith did count so much. For wherever the apostle went, with power God made him triumph to serve the King of Kings. And to separate could not foresee neither death nor life. For determined he put on the light and kept the oil of faith. In tribulation conquered much, his life was made to be a constant vigilant of triumph. For his weakness he was strong. Triumph was a day on day to keep the Lord in view. And just before his death in love, he made the brethren know that a righteous crown awaited him, that the righteous judge would give. Not to him alone, but to them all, his appearing love will wait. In the Lord he said they should be strong, and put the armor on. In the end that all may so will start, the evil day and start. Saints, victorious in all ways, careful always and doing his command, to love and walk with him. And by cleaving we'll drive them away, so you can dispossess nations greater and mightier in strength that forever come your way. And to flee all mass
thy Lord, and to scatter them in different ways, defeated as you